Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us since 98. He's Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's the author of the now, I don't know, 20-something year in a row, 10,000 Commandments, which is an expose of the regulatory state of the United States government and our country, and among other books, including Copy Fights. He's our good friend Wayne Cruz. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much, Jim, for having me. It's great to talk to you, as usual.
Good to have you back. So, Wayne, by the way, folks, Wayne is the preeminent expert on U.S. regulations in the galaxy. So if you want to know anything about that, if you want to know what's coming at you, and what to think about it as a small business owner, you need to make sure you follow Wayne at CEI.org. So, Wayne, one of the things that you alluded to the last time we were here that was coming up that you were worried about, now I think has maybe happened, is the fact that the transparency, the sunlight that had been shined on the regulatory state by the government to let everybody know what was happening, that the Biden administration is flipping that switch off. What do you think?
Right. He's turning that off. You know, for you, as we've talked about before, and your audience engaged in small business and trying to grow this economy, we have always said, you and I together on the show, that regulations are like a hidden tax. You know, we know the federal government spends $4 trillion a year and has done $7 trillion in spending over the past year in this coronavirus pandemic. But it's not just what the federal government spends. It's also the way the federal government intervenes in the economy and directs the way businesses have to operate. And so back when I started this 10,000 Commandments report that you mentioned, my idea was to try to get a handle on the hidden tax of regulation, even though, you know, you can't measure subjective regulatory costs, even though you, in the same way, you can't plan an economy, but we try to do the best we can. And I've used a placeholder for $2 trillion in regulatory costs, but there's more, Jim, to regulations than just the notice and comment rules that the agencies put out. They also put out memoranda and notices and circulars and bulletins, administrative interpretations like the one.
Hang on, Wayne.
Go ahead.
When he's talking about these things that these other things they put out, these things are tantamount to a law of the land. By the time they get by the time they get disseminated and diffused and integrated into the practices in the field, they're tantamount effectively as a law of the land, oftentimes completely disconnected from what the legislators intended when they passed the law that gave rise to the regulation and then the memorandum. What do you think, Wayne?
That's right, and we took to calling this regulatory dark matter, all the stuff the agencies are doing where you never got a chance to comment on it in the first place. We may run out of time in this segment, but what I want to get across to the audience on this is that President Trump, along with the one-in, two-out order, was the first president. Now, Bush had done a little bit of this, but it got nowhere close. But the first president to all of a sudden require agencies to put all of this guidance, all of this formerly, but now again, regulatory dark matter in one place where everybody could find it and you could see it. And what happened when the Biden administration came in is that he issued on day one, in addition to getting rid of one in, two out for regulations, he got rid. This is just incredible to me, and I did a write up on it yesterday too. He got rid of the Trump order and told agencies to take these portals down. So the places where small business and everyone else would go to find this information is gone. Now, the agencies are claiming that you can still find the stuff anyway, but I know for a fact because I went through and tried to put together
the initial inventories
on this stuff before Trump's order. You can't find it.
Yeah.
And so I called Biden the Edward Scissorhands of transparency, and it's gotten really big, right? and it's turned into a big mess. And one thing we can talk about after the break probably is that some senators have written to Biden complaining about this situation. And so there's going to have to be legislation to deal with this. And
this is overreach.
Make it a permanent fixture in the way
this is government by reaction. This is government by knee jerk. And I'll tell you, folks, it's small business owners are going to have to wake up and perk up and get up on their hind legs and participate in the pushback on this. If you don't, you won't have a business. This current administration and the left are going to take you out. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.